Hello, my name is Gobinda Gill, and I am now going to take you through this audio boo on emotional intelligence, looking at the subtopic of motivation. Motivation, as one would expect for a coach, needs to be high in order to enthuse the performers that you are working with. Motivation is an internal desire to succeed, to set goals, to achieve targets and aims. Motivation also refers to the external desire, which would be to win trophies, gain certificates, gain rewards, see your players improve, and so forth. A good coach, an outstanding coach, a quality coach, will always have high levels of motivation alongside high levels of emotional intelligence. A weak coach, a poor coach, is somebody who's not prepared, not enthused, and is actually just going through the motions. And that is the contrast between a very, very good coach versus a very, very poor coach. And of course, in between, there are many other extremes. The theory of emotional intelligence leading to this motivation in the Goleman model is quite straightforward. It's looking at your levels of motivation and either enhancing those, improving those, or maintaining those. Of course, a season is a long time in any given sport. And therefore, a good coach will have different practices throughout that season. They will set many different goals, and they will also individualize performance plans for each individual performer alongside the group goals. Obviously, attention to detail is important. However, to enthuse your participants, they are required to be continuously seen to be improved upon. Therefore, those performers would like to see their coach using different tactics, techniques, skills, strategies. As a coach, how can I enhance my motivation level? Well, I would like to see others in practice using YouTube videos or actually going down and watching games. I'd also set continuous goals. Continuous goals show me that I am able to set process goals for each of my performers and my team. And also the use of imagery. I would want to imagine myself in a situation and manage that situation as a coach, and how would I manage it? And reflect on that purposefully afterwards when I actually put it into applied practice. That commences the motivation, emotional intelligence. Thank you.